Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's get over to Nathan Zagura. He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Nathan, your first reactions to Joe Flacco as a Cleveland Brown again.
Living La Vida Flacco. That was the first thing that came into my mind. I had to play the song and listen to it. It was dynamite then. It was still held up today. It feels like a positive thing. I don't know what Joe Flacco, it's a one-year, $4 million deal with incentives up to $13 million if the reports out there are to be believed. So I think it's just, we needed a veteran. We needed somebody in that room that could help a young Kenny Pickett and could help the young quarterback that the Browns draft in this draft. And I think Joe Flacco understands this offense very well. To me, it signals a couple of things. Number one, it's great to have Joe Flacco back. It's great that, you know, I think our fans really loved the Joe Flacco experience. You're talking about a consummate professional, a guy in the room who's not afraid to mentor young quarterbacks, and a guy who still can fling the ball. Yes, he throws some interceptions over the last 2 years, 25 touchdowns, 15 picks with the Browns and the Colts. He can still get the ball downfield. He's got a big arm, and he understands that under center, back to the defense, hard play action game that Kevin Stefanski wants to bring back this year. So it signals to me that the Browns are going to be looking, and Kenny Pickett is much more of a pocket quarterback, that in this draft they are going to be looking for more of a pocket quarterback. And it also says to me that it's unlikely that Kirk Cousins will be a Cleveland Brown. Not impossible, but it feels a little bit more unlikely at this point. I don't think it takes quarterback at two off of the board. But as it just kind of reading the tea leaves and talking to people, and I know you guys had Todd McShay on earlier this morning, it feels like the Browns aren't going quarterback at two. I think it makes this would be a wonderful spot for Travis Hunter. And then if you want to move around later on and come back in and get a quarterback, that would be great. But I think this kind of points me to the direction of maybe Shador. I think Shador Sanders would be a great guy to bring in. Obviously, I've been a big fan of him from day one. I have no problem with him going at number two. But I think from learning from Flacco would be great for Shador. Jackson Dart kind of fits that mold. Tyler Shuck fits that mold. And then if you're going later, you know, a Dylan Gabriel, a McCord, a Will Howard kind of fit, I think, the mold of what the Browns would be looking for at that position. This does signal to me, and I know that, you know, Todd's talked about it, and there are reports out there about, you know, Jalen Milroe and the Browns having a lot of love for Jalen Milroe, and I think they might. And you listen, Tommy Reese, the OC, down there, people connect those dots. But that would feel like a real departure from Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and the offense you'd have to put in to run with Jalen Milroe.
Nathan, that's exactly what my immediate thought was. Like, does this take Milroe out of the equation? But, you know, you look at who Flacco backed up last year in Indy or was working with in Indy. It was a totally different type of quarterback. So I never know how much teams value that kind of streamlined offensive attack.
I think they do, and I would say that in Indy, one thing that, you know, Richardson had a big arm and they were maybe hoping that Flacco could help him in the pocket. I think you go back then, who backed up Flacco? Who was drafted when Flacco was in Baltimore? Lamar Jackson. But then they completely changed everything. And I get the sense that the Browns want to go back to doing what they have done well under Kevin Stefanski, what he knows very well. I think you'll be able to have some wrinkles with Tommy Rees coming from recently being a college quarterback and a college OC. But I think you saw last year that the Browns have a bread and butter, and that was not it. And I think that it would make sense to play to their strengths, and bringing Flacco does that, and then probably finding another pocket quarterback who thrives on timing, accuracy, the ability to read defenses, to go through their progressions, but to really just identify quickly, process quickly, be accurate on time, and tough in the pocket. By the way, that is Shedeur Sanders. Now, maybe he isn't the number two pick to a lot of people, but if you brought him in and, you know, McShay in his latest mock, and I'm sure you guys talked about it with him, he had the Browns going and getting Shedeur after drafting Travis Hunter. And I think that would be an absolute home run.
Nathan Zagura joining us on the show. By the way, is it a given to you, I'm not asking you if you know what they know, that Joe Flacco would be...
Let me just jump in real fast.
Oh, go ahead.
There are no, like, sometimes I've got scores, sometimes I, when it comes to this offseason and this draft process, it is Fort Knox in there. There is, when people think they know what the Browns are doing, I would be very surprised. And I think that's why you've heard it be, the Browns are definitely taking a quarterback at two. The Browns are definitely taking Abdul Carter. The Browns are definitely taking Travis Hunter, because nobody really knows.
Oh, there's no known unknowns. There's only unknown knowns. That's how this is going this year.
Right.
But for you, do you assume or do you believe that Joe Flacco would then be the week one starter, or would this be an honest open competition where maybe Kenny Pickett might get the nod?
I think probably the latter.
Oh.
Yeah, I think the latter. I don't think at this point
his
career.
Okay.
And I'm thrilled to have Joe Flacco back, a consummate pro, great guy. I think he'll be great for the Browns, but I don't think one year, $4 million deal, Ken, is not what you give somebody to. They're the day one starter. Mm-hmm. That's less than a lot of backups around the league have gotten. So I don't think that that is a contract that is in any way indicative of this is Joe Flacco's show and there isn't a competition. No, I think it is very much a competition. And now you've got Flacco. Kenny Pickett is a great bite at the apple, a former first rounder, 15-10 as a starter, a guy who, you know, is on a rookie deal that maybe can, you know, be somewhat of a solution for you. I don't think Flacco is guaranteed to be the starter. I think it's going to be a competition between, if let's say they come back into the first and they take Shedeur, I think it's going to be a competition between Shedeur, Flacco, and Pickett. If they, you know, at 33 take a Dart, or if they come up and take Dart or a Tyler Shuck, if it's one of those three, I think it's probably a three-person competition. If it's, you know, we wait and we take a Dylan Gabriel or a McCord or a Will Howard in the third or fourth, then I don't think it's as much of a three-person competition. It'll probably just be Flacco and Pickett. But I definitely think it is going to be a competition.
All right, Nathan Zagura from the Browns Radio Network. You hear him on the station during the season. A great time to have him on. So we've gotten in a bunch of heated arguments over the last week, but especially today, about conviction, what it means to have conviction about a quarterback. And of course, that brings us to, you've got the number two overall pick. You need a quarterback.
Yep.
There's a quarterback available. But what if you don't have him ranked at the top of the draft? What if you have him ranked at the end of the first or in the second round? Does it trouble you, Nathan, to trade back into the first round to take a quarterback that you could have had it to?
So it depends on what – let me answer the first thing. So to me, conviction in a quarterback would mean I believe that when I draft this quarterback and we hold up our end of the bargain in terms of developing them, they hold up their end of the bargain in terms of, you know, their commitment, their work ethic on the field, off the field, and then their performance, that with all of those things that we really believe this quarterback can be a top 16 quarterback in the NFL. Can he be a top half of the league quarterback in the NFL with the potential, you know, obviously to be a top 12 quarterback? If you believe that, then he's worthy of the first pick. If you don't believe that, that's when you get into value. And so when you look at these trade charts, that's the real thing that comes in. Because at first I was, in my mind, and I think I said it with you guys maybe a couple weeks ago, the idea that you'd give up three players to come get a quarterback felt like a lot, right? Like, let's say you had to give up 33-67, and it's really net you're giving up two players, 33-67. And in McShay's, for example, he has a second-round pick in 26, which feels like a lot. Or let's say you give up that and you have to give up another pick this year. It felt like a lot. But if you go and look at kind of the modern day trade charts, the difference in, say, even going to pick 15 on these charts is not even half as valuable as pick number two. So you're able to get better value in terms of the relative spot in the first round that you'd be trading up to versus what you've given up to get there than it would be just taking him at two. So they could say from a value standpoint, let's say the second pick, and I did this yesterday on Browns Daily, so I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but I think the second pick's got 2,600 points of value. Like the 15th pick has 1,100 points of value. So there are ways where I think it could end up working out. And by the way, if you're right on it, it really doesn't matter what you gave up, if you're right. So I personally, I'm a big Shador guy. I think in terms of what Kevin Stefanski wants his quarterback to do, his skill set fits it very well. And the idea that we could maybe come out of here with Hunter and Shador could really maybe turn this thing around. So I'm excited about that possibility if it does in fact exist.
Nathan Zagura joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. The Browns have made it official via social media and their emails to everybody. They have come to terms with Joe Flacco, who is now officially a Cleveland Brown here in 2025, returning to the fold for the Cleveland Browns. Let me ask you about Abdul Carter here, if I can. We had Albert Breer on. He said he was the safest pick for the Cleveland Browns. Lima had a hell of an idea. He said if you want to go safety, especially not the position, but I mean for safety of the pick. Well, Abdul Carter does have some medicals there. Lima's like, well, yeah, you know, you're going to say a lot of things about the medicals. Lima, do you want to tell him about your trade down for Mason Graham,
yeah,
depending on how far you go down?
Nathan, I feel like I'm more sure, and the more I talk to people who do this for a living, they're more sure about Mason Graham being a really good pro for the next decade than they are about anything else at the top of this draft. And I know it's tough. You got to find a trade partner. But if you could go down and still get Mason Graham and get draft capital this year, and even more importantly, draft capital next year, that to me would be not a sexy move, not one that would have people going nuts. You wouldn't sell a ton of jerseys, but it might make the most sense of any of the Browns' moves.
I think, so no, I personally think that Travis Hunter is kind of a transcendent talent. Just from talking to a lot of people around, just in terms of what he is as an athlete, what he can be as a football player, you know, he could be the Ohtani of the NFL, right? I don't know that he's going to play every snap, but he has a skill set that would allow him to do things that we have not seen before. So I'm very intrigued by that. Also, in talking to a lot of people now, and I've probably talked to every single draft person and a lot of people around the league, especially when we're back to the combine and through today, there's kind of a consensus that there's like six blue chip players in this draft. And if the Browns were to move back in the first round and still get one of those blue chip players, that's a success, especially if they were to pick up, let's call it a first round pick in 2026. I think that that's okay. I think that Hunter is probably the best in all of it, right? In the sense that this guy is electric. He's going to help the offense. He's going to get fans excited. He's going to bring in energy and athleticism, all of that. The other ones that are in that list that you hear about a lot, you hear Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter one, Abdul Carter, Mason Graham you talked about, Genty, which I think I just don't see the Browns paying a rookie running back that wage that it would cost.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, to be a top six pick, for example, in terms of where that is relative. They want to get somebody at a premium position that would allow that player on that rookie deal to actually be a value relative to his talent at that position. And at the running back position, when you draft a running back that early, even though we've seen kind of the weapons and the way the league is maybe re-evolving back towards that, it's still from a salary standpoint, I don't see them doing it. So I would be shocked if the Browns, let's say they traded back to six and they took Genty, which I've seen, and somebody had that, one of the guys at NFL.com. The tight end from Penn State, Warren, and
yes,
then the tackle, Campbell. Those are kind of the people that are in Cam Ward on the periphery of that, but because he's a quarterback, he's in that list. Those are the people that are kind of the consensus blue chip prospects in this draft. So if you were to move back, I think it would get a lot of groans on draft day, but if you were able to, let's say, go from 2 to 6 and pick up a 1 in 26, if you were able to get that kind of a haul, you'd have to think about it knowing you're still going to get one of those, you know, blue chip guys. And one guy that you, a lot of people, you know, you talked about Graham being safe. Warren from Penn State, I think, is a very safe pick. And if you think about what we're trying to do, and I'm looking for weapons, and you were going to go and say, we're going to run that 12 personnel, and you got Warren and Chief, who would be two of the best kind of pass blocking and receiving tight ends in the league together,
yeah,
out there, I think it kind of could change the dynamics of our offense, especially in a rich running back draft. So you got some access. You still got a very valuable weapon in Warren. So you'd have Warren, Njoku, you'd have Judy. Maybe you draft another receiver, maybe you sign a receiver. Tillman would be the other one who's a good blocker as well. And then that's kind of going to be, you'd live kind of in that 12 personnel. I wouldn't be against that at all. So I think that there are, if you do move back, there are guys you can move back and get. If you really think, though, that Travis Hunter is Ohtani-esque and is a difference maker unlike we've ever seen before, just stay there and take him. And I'm, you know, we talked about it last week. I don't have to go through it again. I'm all about getting this team to be able to score week in and week out. When you can score the football in the National Football League, you have a variety of ways that you can win games. It doesn't have to follow a particular script. If you're a team that thinks, oh, we're just going to lock them down on defense and try to win these 13-10 games, that's a real tough thing to do in the league. And so you have this valuable asset at number two that I think needs either lead to a quarterback, the best offensive player in the draft, or if you're saying we can move back and still get a Warren, we can go and then pick up a first-round pick in 26, yeah, I can get that. But I think if you traded back and ended up with a defensive tackle, while that is maybe sound, I think we got to get this offense healed before we start worrying about a defensive tackle, which feels like in some ways kind of a luxury relative to our immediate needs.
Nathan, thank you very much for the time. We'll talk to you again very soon. All the best, buddy.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Nathan Zagura on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So it's open right now. Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, maybe that pick. Who could that pick be? Does this narrow this down at all with Joe Flacco being with the Cleveland Browns? And the Browns did just make it official. Joe Flacco is a member of the football team for 2025. Coming in hot, 9:45 on The Fan. Come on, Daryl, give your opinion.
Oh,
come on,
you can save it for his show.
Are you gonna, if he wants to save it, he can save it, but you're
He's
on the firing line.
He's brought
to
you by Chapman Jewelers, Lord. Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Well said. Thank you.
Little pep in his step, I could tell, walking in the building. The days of negative Daryl, doom and gloom Daryl, they've come to an
Daryl,
end.
Are you going to start bitching and moaning this September now, or are we actually going to have fun, Daryl?
Get your playoff tickets.
Daryl, baby.
Last time he was their quarterback, that's exactly what we were doing.
Comeback player of the year 2025.
Oh, that's right.
Can you win it again?
Yes. Two different decades.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Chad Pennington won it twice.
In his 30s and his 40s.
It's the James Taylor quarterbacks, man. He's just getting better with age.
Daryl, I know we're not going to scoop your show. I know you got 1,000 thoughts about what this means.
He's got 1,000 of them.
For the draft.
Give us the
1,001.
I was
going to
say, I wouldn't get that carried away. I maybe have 2 or 3 thoughts.
Was their first option, did they have to go to plan B because of the Cousins thing?
Uh-oh.
I'll say this. I don't know that Joe Flacco was plan A. I can't say that definitively. But I do think that this telegraphs what they're thinking with the number two pick in the draft.
Ooh, don't give it away now. Daryl will have it at 10 o'clock. Darryl will have his thought at 10 o'clock about number two overall. Thank you very much, the dangerous one, Darryl Ryder.
Have a great weekend, boys.
You as well. Okay, so you got to be listening. 10 o'clock, Daryl's going to be on. Are you on with Baskin or are you on with Jeff? He's on with Baskin. Okay, so you guys got to be listening. 10 o'clock, Daryl's going to give you the skinny on everything he thinks that they're going to do at the number two pick. Well, that was juicy, Tone. It was just Joe's back, man. This is good. What a good time. All right. Well, some people aren't happy about it.
Well, okay, the people that aren't happy about it, is it because they think this influences what they're going to do at two? Because I'm starting to think it wouldn't have mattered.
Nah.
It wouldn't have mattered necessarily at all.
Yeah. Well, okay.
You think those were people that were holding out hope that it was going to be Shador at two.
So we got coming at in two. Hot in 10 minutes here. A little bit over. If you're not as thrilled with it, tell me why. 216-474-0092. If you're thrilled, fine, tell me why. 216-474-0092. Tell us. Tell us. Tell Tone and I and Owen.
Just get in and tell
Mitch, even though he's in the other room. You know, tell him. Yeah. Because I just, guys, it's this simple. I don't know. And let's just be honest with each other. What's the most we think they're going to win this year right now? How many games? Especially if you're developing another quarterback. Because I think you are. I don't know what Daryl's going to tell you about number two. Damn it, I wish I wouldn't have made such an outrageous ass of myself in the argument at eight. I wouldn't have had I known about Joe Flacco. So this changes stuff. This changes the Shador Sanders conversation.
Does
this changes
change
everything.
Your thought on what they should do if Shador is available at 17?
Yeah, yes.
It changes your thought.
Yes, because I have somebody I trust more who is my starter. Like, I don't trust Kenny Pickett. I know that he's a young guy and there might be some untapped potential there. And I stand by what I said. I'm not ever going to accuse Matt Canada of being a dynamic play caller and all that other stuff, okay? But you know I don't trust Kenny Pickett. Neither of you guys do. So if there's a competition, which I did have a text from a friend go, well, there's $13 million with incentives on that contract. I don't think that there's going to be a competition. I think Joe Flacco is going to be the quarterback. And I'm like, well, it's with incentives. So if you're doing a base four,
I was a little surprised that Nathan thought it was a competition from day one. I understand the money. I understand $4 million yeah. when you look at that contract. He's right. Nathan's exactly right about what that normally means. I just thought that it was the Browns saying we don't need to rush into this whatsoever. Now I guess if somebody comes in and immediately like, oh God, no, he's better than we thought, which does happen. I mean, it can happen.
So I got two quarterbacks. One who I trust to a certain degree in Joe. One I don't trust, but I'm willing to go with them on what, I mean, they gave up the extra
give
fifth.
Them a chance.
Yeah, I'm willing to give him a chance. And then we have QBX, who we'll find out coming up in less than 2 weeks, in 13 days. Or 14, 15, depending on where they get him, right? So we have those quarterbacks. Ultimately, if the new kid ends up being good, hey, you might be looking at a decent season. Ultimately, though, I think they're a five-win team. And if they're a five-win team, then there might be some changes coming up here. But if they get over that, then we have to talk about it and what could be happening here. So it's my expectations are low, so you don't have to do a whole lot to get me excited, which I know you can just pull the drawstring on old Ken and he's an excitable boy anyway, but that's I'm just being open and honest with everybody. Like their backs are up against it, and there's only so many things they can realistically do to get themselves to 2026, the front office. Is this one of the moves that could get them to 2026? Probably not. But I am excited to have, like, guys, you guys listen to us every day, and we're happy, and we talk to you guys every day about it. You guys know what the feelings have been around this football team for the past year. You know what it's been. It's been negative. It has been mad. Anger has been in there. Frustration. To the point of people just flat out giving up on them. And it's nice to have some positivity in a guy that people like. He's a likable guy. They like him. And I think that a lot of people are looking at it going, yeah, we don't know how many wins they're going to get, but we like Joe. And I think it's the same thing, honestly, when they sign Nick. I don't know anything, but I would love them to sign Nick, and I'll say the same thing. I don't know how many wins he's going to get us, if he makes a difference, or how many yards he's going to get. But he's a guy that we like. We like Nick. That's, yes, it's at an all-time low. I just want some guys we can like again. Greg and Kent. There's other guys I like on that team, but you get what I'm saying. Hello, Greg.
Ben, Anthony, extremely frustrated. Extremely frustrated.
Okay, why?
Frustrated we're inside Joe Flacco Center. We're going to the ball, baby. Joe Flacco, let's go. Woo!
Season ticket waiting list. Here we go again, baby.
Trojan horsed me. All right, let's go back to the phones. Jack in Cleveland. Hello.
How you guys doing today?
Doing well, Jack. Go ahead.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I was kind of holding out hope that we would just tank this season for a guy like a Arch Manning. I think we can be kind of like the Commanders. I think we're a quarterback away, in all honesty. I think this is just Jake Delhomme 2.0. But I've seen this before.
Now, hold on, Jack.
See it again.
Hold on, Jack. I asked for you to come in with your attitude, so I'm not going to sit there and run you because of your attitude, right? Right. Fair is fair. But let me tell you this. I don't think Arch Manning's coming out in this next draft. So, are you going to take the next 2 years?
Hell yes. Manning, man.
2 years of tanking for Arch Manning?
My whole life. They've stuck my whole life. Oh. Why not try to go for a franchise quarterback? And then you know what? You tank another year, and you get him Jeremiah Smith, baby.
Oh, my God. Listen to this guy. Well, now, wait a minute. They'll probably come out in the same draft, Jack.
And then you take Arch Manning, and you deal with the repercussions.
Okay. Thank you very much for the call, Jack. You can't keep tanking years, guys. You can't keep doing it. I don't think Arch Manning's coming out in the draft. Who backed me up on that we had this week?
Oh,
there was somebody with a much better track record than me.
I've heard more and more people say that he's not coming out.
I don't think he is. Oh, wait,
it was Matt Miller.
Because Matt Miller knows people in Texas. Like, I think he's like Mr. Texas, and like he ain't coming out.
He's a big Longhorns. He's around that.
And it would just be more par for the course. Both his uncles were very judicious about how they wanted to go about their business of becoming an NFL quarterback, mostly because of how Archie had to deal with everything else in New Orleans. So I think he'll be the same way. So honestly, if you really want to, you guys want to talk about Arch so much, over the next couple of years, you better prove that you're a worthwhile franchise for them. Because if Eli was willing to pull it, and Peyton technically pulled it because he went back, then they will pull that with Arch. They're going to be very, very careful about how they do all this. But that's a conversation for a different day.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.